AutoFinancingTheEasyWay.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This is Free America broadcasting on the Rod Echols Show with a message to all patriots trapped behind the lines in California, New York, Boston, and Chicago. Don't give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Yes, it is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. It is not big government or bust. It's also a state, evidently, that they don't tell you that they're going to cut your power for some maintenance or repair. Yesterday, in the middle of the program, literally halfway through, now I find it very odd that they just waited till halfway through, but for about 40 or 45 minutes, they cut the electricity. Not only did they cut the electricity for whatever reason to my neighborhood, because of some sort of maintenance or upgrade, they also cut the natural gas off. But there was no warning, there was no notice. And when I found this out, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, and I didn't find out until this morning. Well, they did it yesterday. I know that on occasion, on rare occasion, they have to do some maintenance, but wait, I've never had them say that they've had to do maintenance on two different public utilities at the same time. And now around here, that's big. It may not be where you are. You may think, well, big deal. Well, see, around here, it is very big because there are a lot of people that have these things called power generators, and many of them are not portable. They're not the kind that you carry around and go to, you know, take with you to camp. No, these are big ones. And these big ones often do anywhere from powering your important stuff in your house, you know, like maybe an outlet or two, your refrigerator and your furnace and things like that, the important stuff. To the entire house, to an entire building. Now, just about every, if you run around town here in around Concord, Manchester, you will see lots of commercial buildings, big and small, with these giant generators. I mean, they're huge. And they sit outside the building. Now, these are connected to gas lines. Well, if the power goes out, those have to go on. And some of these places are like medical facilities. I guess this morning, somebody's getting reamed out because they cut the gas and the power at the same time, which meant all of those power generators could not come on. I'm thinking, what the hell? What was that all about? Somebody screwed up. Somebody is likely to, hopefully somebody gets fired over that. But anyway, welcome aboard. Here it is, Monday, wrong day. It is Tuesday, August 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018. No, I'm not stuck on Monday, but something happened yesterday that I cannot tell you about today. That is going to blow your mind. Still taking it apart myself, so that's why I can't tell you about it yet. But you will hear about it, and you will notice it, and you will hear it, and you will feel it on Wednesday, September 5th. That is going to be the, what do they call it? The premiere? Not the premiere. Season premiere of this program. Of course, we don't really have a season, but, you know, everybody goes back to school, new season on TV and stuff like that. So, okay, we got a new season coming up here. There's going to be some permanent changes that are made to the program format. You're going to enjoy them. I know a number of you have already expressed that you like the fact that we have fewer commercial breaks now. I don't mind it. Because now I can rant for a longer period of time without interruption. But we got some other stuff that's coming too. So you're going to have to stay tuned until, what is that, next Wednesday? A week from tomorrow already? Summer's over, man. Oh, geez. Speaking of summer, evidently, evidently, summer has ended quite soon in over there in the Northwest, like Montana and Idaho and such. Why? Because it seems yesterday they were under a winter weather advisory. Now, folks, it was August 27th. They were under a winter weather advisory because of unusually cold late August storm system is bringing chilly rain and some high altitude snow in parts of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The National Weather Service says as much as 4 to 8 inches could fall at elevations below or above 9,000 feet in the mountains of Montana and Wyoming. It's just the end of August. And they're getting snow already. Now understand, yes, it's a pretty high elevation above 9,000 feet. But understand, there isn't like a cutoff, like a ceiling, like all, you know, below 9,000 feet, it's 80 degrees, and above 9,000 feet, it's 30 degrees. That's not the way it works. Not to mention cold air sinks. Hot air rises, cold air sinks. So what do you think the lower elevations around those mountains are starting to experience? Yeah, lower than normal temperatures. And that's exactly what the National Weather Service is saying and what they're predicting. Winter has come early to the American Northwest. And according to the National Weather Service, it doesn't look like this is going to be letting up anytime soon. So this could be the precursor of what's going to happen this winter. Now, according to the Farmer's Almanac, you better grab your blankets and your long johns, Bunny, because it's supposed to be cold this year again. They said last year was going to be cold, and we got through December and January. I have no idea where such cold temperatures came from in December around here, but we froze our little tukuses off. All the while, we had a bunch of people running around talking about global warming. I mean, why don't you come to New England? For about a month and a half, we were cold, way colder than normal, breaking some cold records. It was ridiculous. You know, everybody's having a drought, right? No. A week ago, we had already broken our wettest August ever record set in the 1860s. There is no man-made climate change. Of course, in the summer, because the temperatures are hot, they were using global warming. And, yeah, that term came back. And now, see, this is where all this gets insidious. You start getting people talking back, and you start getting people that have facts that disprove what you're saying, and these people get mad. They want to shut you up. Well, we don't know why. We don't know what we need to pressure media to silence people who disagree with us. That's not how you win an argument. Not to mention, if you are wrong, it doesn't matter if you succeed in silencing your opposition. You're still wrong. Just like if you are right, well, it doesn't matter what your opposition says, you're still right. But global warming advocates pressure media to silence skeptics. Why would you silence your skeptics? You know, I'm a huge constitutional conservative. Do I want to silence anybody, any idiot on the left? No, I don't. Why? Because I know how dangerous it is to call for silencing people simply because I disagree with them. And that's all it is with you people on the left. You have no science to back you up. Every bit of science that you thought you had has already been proven to be fake, false, doctored, or just it missed the mark big time. Anybody remember Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth? What did he predict that would happen by now? Yeah, we'd all pretty much be dead. Didn't happen, did it? No. So all his shit was wrong. No hockey stick. Where's the hockey stick? No hockey. If anything, it's gone the opposite direction. You know, we're supposed to have all this hot weather. Sure, we've been pretty warm here this summer. It's not unusual, though. We didn't break a whole hell of a lot of heat records. We did break a whole hell of a lot of rain records, and that was the other thing. We're supposed to have deserts. You know, every place that wasn't supposed to be a desert was going to be a desert. Well, we're kind of drowning in water right now. I think that's the opposite of a desert. Well, I know. Wasn't there a song that called the oceans a desert? Well, I mean, there isn't a whole hell of a lot of life on the surface of the ocean. And you can't drink any of the water. So it's like being in a desert, I guess. And, of course, if the sun is shining, I mean, the water reflects the sunlight and all that radiation and the wrong type of rays, and you get easily chap your skin and burn your face and stuff, skin. Easily get sunburn. So I guess in a way the ocean's surface is like a desert. But they get a lot of rain. The oceans get a lot of rain too. And I mean, we were supposed to not see these massive storms anymore. Like we're, you know, storms that we're getting, the hurricanes and stuff. We don't even see half of them. Do you folks realize that a lot of times massive storms turn up over the ocean? They live and die over the ocean. They don't make it to land. The oceans, especially the Pacific Ocean, is massive. And there are a lot of storms that take place out over the ocean. They never make it anywhere near land, except for, you know, the after effects like waves. You know, oftentimes you'll get, certain places on the planet where how do you think they get such surf at some place? Do you think it's just because one day the Earth is spinning more than it, or the Moon is? Although, yeah, the Moon has a big effect on our oceans and the currents, ocean currents and tides and things. That's a lot has to do with the Moon and the Moon's gravitational pull on the Earth. Get it? But understand when you get some of these swells, and some of these great waves for surfers. It has a lot to do with oceanic storms that live and die out over the ocean. And their energy is carried via waves. This is simple science, man. This is simple earth science. So you now have these wonderful, if you're in the right, by the way, if you are in the right, if you are so right, there is no need to try to shut those up who are wrong. You can have all the skeptics you want, but you're going to be proven right on stuff like this. How? Because the stuff that you say is going to happen actually happens. You don't need to silence critics or people who disbelieve. Why? Because the actual factual reality happens right in front of people's eyes. The problem is that you people need to silence your skeptics about global warming and man-made climate change is because every single thing that you have predicted has not come to pass, including all this stupid notion about rising sea. Every time I see a damn story about erosion, all I see in the story is about rising sea levels. And do you know how much science actually says sea levels have risen in the last 100 years? Oh, yeah. There's 0.02 inches. Oh, my God. No, not 2 inches. 0.02 inches. Yeah, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, they misplaced the decimal point, and it actually is 2 inches. Well, didn't Al Gore say 9 feet? Somewhere around there. 2 inches is not 9 feet. Not even close. Not to mention, I don't know how we can have so much more water, you know, free-flowing water running around, when we've got record levels of polar ice. Well, the ice has got to come from somewhere. But hey, you know, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. 2 inches. So you want to silence your critics because your 9-foot prediction didn't come true. Well, that means that you're not telling the truth. You don't have science on your side, and your whole belief system is now being threatened. That's why you want to shut people up. This is the same thing about Trump, man. You got all these people that don't like Trump, and they cannot give you a reason why. They cannot give you a reason why. Although there are some people out there, I don't know where in the hell they're living. They can't be living in the United States and claiming that the economy is not so great. Hello? I mean, I know government has fudged numbers before, but not on this level that this person on Twitter is accusing people. I mean, this is absolute. We don't really have 3.9% unemployment. It's actually 8%. Well, that's a big gap. Wait. Trump didn't create 3 million new jobs and nearly 1 million manufacturing jobs. So all of those manufacturing facilities and all the coal mines that are reopening and giving people, you know, $18, $20, $30 an hour or more, those aren't really happening. So those people are imagining those paychecks in their hands that they're depositing in their bank every week then. I mean, honestly. This is gone beyond derangement, people. I'm sorry. This is beyond Trump derangement syndrome. These people are, what is the word for this? When you go beyond derangement, there's got to be a scientific or a psychological word for beyond. I mean, it's, you're not even delusional. You're beyond it. I mean, okay, insane. Yes, they would have to be insane, but there's got to be some other clinical term that's more apropos here. I'm not a mental health professional, so I don't know what it is, but it's beyond derangement. It's beyond delusional. I mean, to actually try. And then you want, you're an advocate of silencing people who disagree with you. Well, if you're telling the truth, if you are accurate, you won't have a need to. This is why I don't call for anybody to be silenced. I don't have to have them. They can speak all they want to. The point is I know that I am right, and I'm backed up not just by written facts, but actual reality that people are living on a daily basis. All I got to do is just point to the economy. All I got to do is just point to bank receipts going up. All I got to do is point to people not losing their homes. All I got to do is point to people who are getting off of SNAP and various other forms of government welfare programs. That's all you got to point to. They're not falling off because, oh, they spent too much time on there, because most of our welfare programs don't have a time limit, which is why we have generational poverty. You've got great grandkids who are now on welfare programs that their great grandparents first got on, and they're getting off. So it's not because they ran out of time. It's because they're finding jobs. Because the jobs are available. The reason that we don't have deserts growing everywhere, the reason why we don't have crops failing everywhere, the reason why it's not 100 degrees every day everywhere, is because there is no man-made global warming. I don't have to shut anybody up on the other side. I've got natural proof, which they don't. Which is why they advocate wanting to shut people like me up. Because evidently they believe, this is the other part of this derangement thing. Evidently, if you stop speaking truth, then whatever they say automatically becomes the truth. The reality is, no. You can shut up every single naysayer about man-made climate change or global warming. You could shut us all up, shut us all down, you know, throw us all in jail, put, you know, masking tape or duct tape over our mouths. We can never utter another word against you, and you would still be wrong, because Mother Nature would not cooperate. So what are you going to do, shut Mother Nature up? Are they going to start programs, scientific programs, to try to make their predictions come true? I mean, that's their only option at this point. You know, what was the project up in the Halo or whatever it was up there in Alaska? Supposedly that was, well, I think that has to do with earthquakes and stuff, controlling ground move. But they're going to have to invent, you know, WeatherNet from Star Trek in order to get their predictions to come true. Now, think about that. They would have to invent a weather creation system in order to change the climate to fit their narrative and their beliefs, so then they could fix it with their weather net system. That's how convoluted these people are. So global warming public intellectuals have warned the media that if they allow skeptics to have a voice in stories, they will boycott giving comment. Yes, from an open letter appearing in The Guardian, balance implies equal weight, but this then creates false equivalence between an overwhelming scientific consensus and a lobby. Science is not based on consensus. How many times does that fact have to be repeated? It doesn't matter if a bunch of scientists agree on some sort of scientific term. If it's not accurate, it doesn't matter what they decide to call consensus. I mean, that's why we still call things theories and not fact. I mean, you would not believe the amount of politics that goes on in big science. And you get somebody that comes across and says, you know what? Albert Einstein's theory of relativity was off. They will lambaste and dispatch those scientists faster than you can shake a stick at them. Why? Because they've forgotten rule number one. A theory is not a fact. So this whole, well, you know, man-made global warming theory is not even a theory at all, but that's still what it is. It's a theory, not fact. And most of the data that they keep pointing to has already been proven to be made up and false. I guess everybody's forgotten about all those emails that were leaked from, what, the East Anglia University in England and in Harvard and at Penn State. Remember all those emails that showed, yeah, the scientists were making shit up. They wrote them in their emails that they were making shit up. But all that data that they produced from their made-up shit, that's what they keep using to tell us that the data says, the science data says, that it is a fact that we have man-made global climate change and global warming going on. Here's the data. Yeah, your data was made up, and we have the emails to prove it.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
What do we got going on here with all these wonderful people talking about that they have evidence of global warming? Well, they don't really. And because they don't, this is why they're running around trying to keep people who don't believe what they're selling. They're not buying what they're selling. So now they want to keep them from actually talking. Now, here is the full open letter that it appeared in The Guardian. Balance implies equal rate. Now, folks, I am going to try very hard not to interrupt myself, but get through the end of this, because this is just full with hypocrisy. And the funny thing is that I don't think that they actually realize it. Because they're that blinded by their own hatred. Honestly. And you're probably thinking, well, Rod, you know, they're supposed to be so smart. They consider themselves, you know, above average and intelligent and learned and intellectual. Bullshit. These people are so blinded by their own hatred for truth, for one. Hatred for freedom, number two. And they are all about world domination, trying to control the lives of average, everyday people. Because why? Because they believe, they honestly, actually believe they are better human beings than the rest of us. Now, I've always said there's nobody that's better than anybody else. I mean, you know, when it comes to your actual actions, like a sport, sure, there are, you know, some basketball players are better than other basketball players, obviously. That sort of thing. But when it comes to being just regular human beings, there, I know we talk about, well, you deserve better than that, or better than some than that person. The reality is nobody is really better than anybody else. We're all exactly the same, and as far as the human race is concerned. It is how we react and treat other people that makes us better or worse than somebody else. And let me tell you, all these scientific and uppity muckety muck intellectuals, they're actually worse than everybody else. Why? Because they treat everybody else like shit. As if we don't have opinions. As if we can't do research. But here's their letter to the Guardian, as it's been posted in National Review. Balance implies equal weight, but this then creates a false equivalence between an overwhelming scientific consensus and a lobby heavily funded by vested interests that exists simply to sow doubt to serve those interests. Yes, of course, scientific consensus should be open to challenge, but with better science, not with spin and nonsense. We urgently need to move the debate on how we address the causes and effects of dangerous climate change, because that's where common sense demands our attention and efforts should be. Fringe voices will protest about free speech. No one should prevent them from expressing their views, whether held cynically or misguidedly. However, no one is obliged to provide them with a platform, much less to appear alongside them to give the misleading impression that there is something substantive to debate. Now, folks, that letter is so freaking hypocritical. I was flabbergasted when I first read that. Like, you have got to be kidding me. Well, let's just take it apart, shall we? Balance implies equal weight, but this creates a false equivalence between an overwhelming scientific consensus and a lobby heavily funded by vested interests that exists simply to sow doubt for those to serve those interests. Yes, of course, scientific consensus should be open to challenge. That is because scientific consensus is not scientific fact. Thank you for giving us permission, by the way, to challenge consensus. But with better science, not with spin and nonsense, which is exactly what you've been giving us these past 70 years. Can you say most recently the most famous example is Inconvenient Truth, which the entire movie has been proven scientifically and historically now to be a complete and utter work of fiction. But you, according to this letter, we should not have a platform in order to disclose that. How ironic. Better science? Oh, you mean the science, all the science data that has been proven in your own emails to be false, as in fake, as in not true, as in a bunch of made-up lies. The only difference is that you people have PhDs by your name. Well, I've always said just because you are overly educated, it doesn't make you smart. Because that's where common sense demands our attention and effort should be, as based on effects of dangerous climate change. There is no man-made global climate change. The climate of the Earth has been changing since the day it was first formed. It has never been static. Sometimes it has changed rapidly, and sometimes it has changed slowly. In other words, Earth's climate in the past has changed more slowly and a lot faster than it is today. And we, as mankind, as a species, obviously had nothing to do. I know what it is. You know where global climate change is coming from? I should have figured this out. I have figured it out finally, folks. I know exactly where climate change is coming from. I know why climate change happened before man was capable of putting pollution in the air to change it. I know exactly. It's right on television every week. I don't know why I didn't say ancient aliens are manipulating our atmosphere. They have since day one. That has to be the answer. That is the only scientifically, you know, plausible answer. Can I get a consensus on that? I am sure that within the ufologist community, that's what they call themselves, ufologists. I'm sure within the ufologist community, I could get a consensus of agreement that ancient aliens fiddled with our atmosphere and our climate. Now, just because a bunch of ufologists agree on a consensus, does that make it true? Does that make it factual? Well, according to this, yes. So how about I go out there and contact all the wonderful top-notch ufologists and start asking them, is it plausible and likely that ancient aliens could have manipulated and changed our climate? And is it possible that they could still be doing it since they're still visiting us? And I guarantee you I'm going to get a consensus of more of them saying yes and yes than no, which means we're going to get a consensus that ancient aliens and current aliens are responsible for our climate change, which is the reason why so many of you, sir, who wrote this stupid letter, are saying that no matter what we seem to do right now, if we stop polluting right now, not another drop of man-made CO2 is put into the air, or methane, or any other greenhouse gas, that it's not going to change or stop climate change for at least the next 100 years. So on one hand, they're telling us whatever we do is not going to be good enough because we just can't stop it. But on the other hand, they tell us, well, if we don't do something now, we're all going to die. Well, evidently, we're going to die anyway. And that is simply because I am sure I can get some consensus from ufologists that it's ancient aliens are the ones who are doing this to us. That's why we can't stop it or change it. Now, some of y'all out there don't know my sarcasm, so you'll think I'm serious. The funny thing is, when it comes to the whole consensus thing, I'm dead serious. I can go out and get a consensus from a bunch of people who call themselves ufologists. Now, they're scientists and historians. These are learned people, supposedly. And they're already on the TV. They got a TV program every weekend afternoon talking about ancient aliens. Is it so far-fetched that I could contact most of them and say, do you agree or disagree, and get a consensus? But is that science? No. Fringe voices will protest about free speech. Oh, you're going to say that we have a right to speak, but not a platform. Don't you people also say that you have a right to speak and you demand a platform to speak out against Donald Trump? Isn't that funny? Seriously, the only people who have free speech, who should have a platform, and who actually demand it, are those on the left and think like you. By the way, did anybody see the post on Twitter that I reposted yesterday? I think it was yesterday. It may have been Sunday. Where you have... Just thinking about it makes me want to crack up. Folks, I swear to God, I mean, I was rolling at my desk when I saw this. I can't do it justice, but let me see if I can verbally paint a picture for you. You have a young man with, you know, the Don Johnson scraggly beard on his face. By any stretch of the imagination, he's not very pretty. Okay, let me just, you know, he's got, he had brown hair, probably brown eyes. Let me see if I can describe him to you. I don't know who he looks like closest to him. Any celebrity? Let's just say he had dark eyes. They weren't big eyes, but they were average size eyes. He had a very I wouldn't say it's big, but a very prominent nose, and a little bow mouth. And he had the scraggly beard going on and the ruffled hair, and he was wearing a pink pussy hat. You know exactly what I'm talking about, those knit caps that are supposed to be shaped like a vagina. They call them pussy hats. I'm not, being degrading. They actually call them pussy hats. And on this pussy hat, he had this printout with the giant letters in O, exclamation point. No. So he's standing before the camera. And literally, this is what he says. Trump and Pence. No, 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 no. Trump and Pence. No, 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 no. Trump and Pence. No, 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 no. And then he's out of breath. Literally. Now, why is he out of breath? Now, think about when a two-year-old literally says no. What do? They pump their fists and jump up and down in one little spot, right? You got the picture. Yeah. No, 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 no. That type of, little two-year-old, five-year-old doing this. That's exactly what he did in front of the camera. And after doing three lines of that, he was out of breath. And then after he quickly tried to force himself to catch his breath, there is this super serious look on his face. As if he just accomplished something. No, what? What are you throwing a temper tantrum of no for? I was trying to figure this one out. What exactly is he saying no to? I mean, there's a whole hell of a lot you could say no to Trump and Pence on. Most of it's pretty damn good. But the point is that he thought it would be appropriate to act like a two-year-old and then post the video had me rolling at my desk. I can't even remember the last time I actually saw a two-year-old. It's been a long time since I've seen anybody throw a temper tantrum like that. Well, he made my day. But then I realized that's how most of them are. In any case, I probably tweeted maybe 100 tweets after that. I don't know how to go back and find it, 'cause I don't even know what it was titled. But I should have put it on. I will try to find it and then I will put it on my website. So you may want to check rodeckles.net a little bit later for this picture. Or this video, if I can grab the video of it. It was hilarious. Absolutely freaking hilarious. In any case, speaking of hilarious, now this is a little bit serious, but it's still hilarious. Speaking of not being able to express your learned opinion if you disagree with the so-called consensus on climate change. Here, now remember, this letter appeared in The Guardian, and National Review printed what was in The Guardian, an open letter to The Guardian. Now let's go over to The Guardian. Same day, they've got this article. Air pollution causes huge reduction in intelligence, study reveals. Impact of high levels of toxic air is equivalent to having lost a year of education. You know what's the equivalent of losing a year of education? is a year of going to college at most institutes of higher learning. Folks, I kid. That is the title. Air pollution causes a huge reduction in intelligence, according to new research indicating that the damage to society of toxic air is far deeper than the well-known impacts on physical health. The research was conducted in China, but is relevant across the world. With 95% of the global population breathing unsafe air, it found that high pollution levels led to significant drops in test scores in language and arithmetic, with the average impact equivalent to having lost a year of the person's education. It couldn't possibly be because of the way that we're trying to educate kids today. Oh, we're not actually doing that, by the way, at least not here in this country. We're not really educating. We're more interested in indoctrinating them. And how is it that you're going to accuse air pollution of the problem when you go into a classroom? And it is quite literally okay if a student says 1 + 1 = 3. Literally. We've gone through this whole new math debacle crap. And in order to preserve a student's self-esteem, you had teachers who believed that they could not overtly correct a student when they were wrong. Thus, if you are asking your class, well, what is 2 + 2? And a student stands up and says, I believe it's 5. Okay, Johnny, now you believe it's 5. And I think that in some ways that it could be 5, but right now we need it to be 4, okay? Now, little Johnny sits down and thinks, see, 2 + 2 can be 5. Well, no, it can't. This is where our intellectual points are dropping. It isn't because of what these kids are breathing. No, last time I checked the air, am I one of the lucky 5%ers that lives in an area where there isn't toxic air? We don't have toxic air over here. Now, some days the air quality is pretty low, but that's due to high humidity. You know, for the elderly, high humidity can be, you know, you would think the moisture in the air would be good for the lungs, but hot air and moist air is not good. Or it could be nature itself causing the problem. High pollen count. Now, we have this problem in the spring, a couple of weeks in the spring and a couple of weeks in the fall where pollen just goes through the roof. Well, it gives rise to poor air quality. Mankind has nothing to do with it. Plants and trees have been pollinating since the beginning of time. But I guess that's toxic air. Polluted air can cause everyone to reduce their level of education by 1 year, which is huge, said Zhi Shen at Yale School of Public Health in the U.S. No, wait a minute. I thought this was a Chinese study in China. But it was a Chinese study done here at Yale? Okay. We're supposed to buy that. Previous research has found that air pollution harms cognitive performance in students. But this is the first to examine people of all ages and the difference between men and women. Obviously, air pollution in large industrialized cities is worse than air in countryside. Folks, where do the vast majority of liberals live? They live in large cities, do they not? I don't care where you are. It could be New York City, Chicago, L.A., Paris, London. Liberals reside in large cities. They usually do not overly populate the surrounding countryside. One, because they wouldn't know how to live out there, for one. But they believe in congregating and just hanging out with themselves so they don't have to worry about running into people that are not like them. So they congregate in large cities. Now, this is also happens to be where, you know, within large cities or right near large cities, a lot of our, you know, ultra elitist universities are located. Harvard, for instance. Yale. And a few others. UCLA, Berkeley. A lot of these college institutes that are world renowned are located in or near major cities where a lot of these liberals live. And if these cities are highly polluted in the air, well, is it not safe to assume, can I get a consensus on this? That they're the ones that are losing IQ points. It's damn obvious in the way they speak, and what they believe, they're not too bright.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing